7th?
We exhausted. Anything else from?
No.
So do you have a list?
I think so, yeah. So if it's okay with you, I think I'll come back with a list, and then we can discuss it at the next meeting and then bring it forward to City Council. I think it'll just be a review. The next meeting's going to have probably quite a few other things on the agenda, so it'll be more of, did this hit the mark, you know?
Not more practice for me.
Right.
Okay.
Claire, may I just...
Yes, Mayor.
Our three-week council and planning commission schedule actually, I think, lends itself really well to the workshop you have mentioned, the workshops, where we don't throw it on a planning commission agenda when you have other work to do, or a council agenda when we have other work to do, but instead, you know, on that third of 3 weeks, it's like, let's just advertise a meeting, put an agenda out, and then we're all coming to focus on that one workshop topic.
Oh.
As a council and planning commission together. I think, I hadn't thought of that on the 3 week schedule, but I think that lends itself really well.
That actually works better with the shift in the scheduling, doesn't it?
Right. That's
I like that, yeah. Because often when we have those workshops, it's like, oh, we got all these other things we need to talk about after, so let's move this thing along. That's a good suggestion.
So it would be a special meeting for both of us, which I think is a great idea. We're going to get together, have a special meeting, and focus on this one topic.
I agree.
Yeah, I like it.
So,
thank you.
Looks like everybody else is in consensus for that. So, all right. We'll wrap that one up and move it on to item 5, which is staff report. Do I need to?
You're fine.
Do I need to cover anything else from anybody else? Levi?
Yeah, just a couple of things. So the City Council did pass the ordinance on groundwater and finished floor elevations. So there's a lot of discussion there. I think Planning Commission recommended approval back in November, I want to say. It's been a little while. But they, you know, it was discussed over a couple of meetings and they did end up passing that. So you might recall, I mean, that essentially prohibits basements in a large part of Nibley. And then in other parts, it requires a, you know, more extensive study if they were to build basements. So that's another one, like the ADU ordinance and it came out of the discussion, we need to think about the outreach and make sure people are aware of it. But it did pass.
I thought that was a good choice.
Yeah. Next meeting we'll likely have Nibley Coach, which is north of Logan Coach, development on the agenda. Most likely, there's a couple hangups I need to talk to our city engineer about whether it's ready. But that one's really close. We got a rezone request from Hawk Hollow, and that one's going to be on the agenda. And I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but Hawk Hollow is over near Heritage Elementary, across the street, you know, adjacent to Nibley Meadows subdivision that's going in now. And it was approved previously as an open space subdivision, but it's changed owners now, and they're looking at something different. So they are proposing a rezone, but we've talked with them as staff that it'd be from an R2 to an R2A zone, that we would only recommend approval if there were some open space provided, and potentially through a land exchange. The city has some land. So it's a little bit, it's a different beast than what we've dealt with before. But, you know, I know with the open space subdivision, the intent there is that there's an incentive to do an open space subdivision rather than just a standard, you know, subdivision. And they've expressed, well, there's really not in within their model. So they're so anyway, they'll probably be here to express why. But there's still an opportunity, we feel as staff, to get one of the advantages of that Hawk Hollow subdivision is it was an opportunity to build on the park area that was approved with Nibley Meadows to create a bigger park space, and we still may be able to get some of that, you know. So, but it would require a rezone.
What's in it for the city?
Right.
Just keep asking that question.
Yeah, so, yeah, you can consider it the next meeting. We'll bring the details, but it'll likely be on the agenda. And then, we did have a discussion with commercial developer of the area that was rezoned commercial, that out by Highway 89-91. And it may be on the next agenda if they submit an application in time, if they're ready to have a concept plan review. So I don't think we've actually had one of these since I've been here, but in the almost 4 years I've been here. But for commercial development, the first step is a concept plan review, and if it's over 10,000 square feet, it needs approval from the Planning Commission. So that's going to be their first step. It's looking like they'll do that and then pursue a subdivision and then come back with specific site plan, a more specific site plan for each of the pieces of the commercial development. So,
Albino, is that who it is? Or Nelson?
It's who he's selling the land to, yeah. The developer. So it's not Albingham. It's a commercial developer. Yep. And I think that's all I've got. Thanks. Okay. Thanks everyone.
Taylor. I don't know who else I'm supposed to go to. Mayor, do you have anything else?
Thanks for the discussion, I appreciate it.
Okay. Meeting's adjourned.
Awesome. Thank you.
Here's right on for you.